it's very different there as well. I mean, they're very rhythmical, the Africans. You know, it gets quite groovy at times when we get going. But it's great. And lovely to be with you this morning. And just to share a little bit with you, I won't preach for long, I promise. Auctioneers, when they get up and stand, often...
You might get invited again, you see.
Well, this is it. Yeah. Now, often when an auctioneer goes up to speak, it's 4 hours before he sits down again. But that's when I'm at work, not when I'm preaching, don't worry. Okay. Right. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So, are we ashamed of the gospel of Christ? We shouldn't be.
No.
And we need to be on fire for God, I believe, in these days. The world is waiting in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. They're waiting for us to reveal Jesus to them. And we have a gospel that is an amazing gospel, because it's a gospel that gives people hope, isn't it? You know, in him we can have righteousness, not of our own, but his righteousness. We can be justified by faith. You know, Martin Luther and the message that God gave revelation to him about. You know, to know that you can be free, to know that you can know where you're going to spend eternity, and to know that you can have a living relationship with a living God today is an amazing thing, isn't it? I get very excited about it, and I'm getting more and more excited about it the more the years go by. I probably wasn't terribly excited about it when I first became a Christian. I probably was a bit, but now I'm more excited about it because I've seen God touch so many people's lives, and I know he's touched my life, and he's changed my life, and he set me free. I started off as a religious person who went to church. And I used to go along and I'd sort of sing the hymns and I'd pray the prayers. But when I left home and became a student, I went to the Royal Agricultural College, it was then, it's a university now down at Cirencester, and I realised that, I went to church, but I didn't have a relationship with God. And it was very dead, and it was very ritualistic and religious. But during my time there, I heard many people share the gospel and share their testimonies to the point that eventually, after I'd been there for about 2.5 years, a chap came to speak at the Christian Union, and he shared about his faith, and he shared how real God was to him and how practical his relationship with God was. And it began to click that we can experience the reality of God. That's what was missing. It was a dead religion that I was involved in. And going to church will never make you a Christian. You can go to church every day of your life if you want, but you know, of your life if you want to. That doesn't make you a Christian. And you can't inherit Christianity from your family. And you can never be good enough to become a Christian. We are totally dependent upon God's grace, his mercy, and his love. And I began to realise that, and I got to a point where I was struggling, really. I was a nervous wreck because, you know, the enemy doesn't like people to become Christians, does he? And he does anything he can to try and stop people giving their lives to the Lord. And my life was full of fear and anxiety, and it was horrible. But this chappie came and shared his experience of God and the reality. He was training to be a minister at the time, and he was a lovely chap. He'd been out in Kenya, actually, manager of a tea plantation, and God met him while he was out there. And so I knew that that was the time I needed to make a decision. And so I went back to the house I was living in, and I got out a book by David Watson. A number of you may remember him going back quite a few years now. He was Anglican minister up in York, and at the back of his book there was a little prayer committing your life to Jesus, and I got that prayer out and I prayed that prayer sincerely, and something happened when I prayed that prayer. God will never leave us and forsake us. He always hears when we come to him, and he will never let us down. And I had peace in my life and in my heart for the first time ever as a result of praying that prayer. Of course, we still have problems and we're growing and changing as we go through our lives. But that was the moment when I gave my life to Jesus, and things have never been the same since. The most challenging thing, actually, was my parents, because my father was a vicar, but I never heard the gospel preached when he was in his church. And he found it quite difficult to understand what had happened to me. And my mother was quite offended, actually. She thought, well, haven't we brought you up well enough or something, you know, as if that's how you become a Christian. It's all about how good you are. It's nothing to do with it. It's about a relationship with God, which all became possible through what Jesus did for us. You know, Jesus, when he died, something very significant happened, didn't it? You remember that the it went dark, and the curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of us tore from the top to the bottom. Not the bottom to the top. God did it from the top to the bottom. And when he did that, he was saying, the door is now open. You can have a relationship with me. All of us can experience his reality. And we don't need to go through a priest anymore to communicate with God. We can communicate with God ourselves, because when we are born again of God's Spirit, then our spirits become alive and we have a relationship with God. And that's what we share with the people out in Uganda. It's what I share in my own church and wherever I go, is to share the gospel message of the reality of Jesus, the fact that he is alive today, the fact that when he died and rose again, he opened the door and made it possible for us to know him and for that relationship between man and God to be restored. So we should not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the gospel of life. It's the gospel of hope. And we live in a world that's full of all sorts of problems, and it ain't getting any better, is it? You know, the more you look around you, the more you see the problems that people have got. I mean, the only good thing about that is that maybe people see that they have a need, and maybe they will become more hungry for the gospel. And that's what we need to pray for. We really need to be earnestly praying for people to come into the kingdom, don't we? We need to pray that the church will wake up and rise up. You know, some churches are trying to become more worldly in the hope that that will actually attract people into the church. I would say the opposite is the truth. You know, we must no longer conform to the ways of this world, but we need to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. We need to be living as Christ-like people. We should be different from the people out there in the world. We shouldn't be the same. We should be different. And people should see Jesus in us and be attracted to him. We need to be absolutely, fundamentally, solidly based on the word of God in our lives, in everything that we do. And we should not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We should be excited about the gospel of Christ. We should rejoice in the fact that we've been saved and that we know who we are, where we're going, and what's going to happen, why we're here. We can know that. The word of God gives it all to us. We become stronger as Christians through spending more time in the word of God, spending more time in prayer, and becoming more different to the world. And if we are willing to stand up and be counted, and I believe more Christians are. It's quite interesting. The other day, I heard a lady who is the minister of a church in Loughborough, and I used to go to school in Loughborough, so it meant a lot to me. And she has her and her husband have a church there, which is really growing and really moving forward. But she used to go to the university in Loughborough, and she still keeps a connection with them. She has a little base in the university there, where she has a Christian base there, really. And she was sharing how recently there has been quite a significant change in the spiritual atmosphere in that place. You know, they used to have to go to people and try and persuade them to take a Bible. Now, students are actually coming to them and asking for Bibles. I believe that's amazing and wonderful to hear, isn't it? That there's a hunger, you know, there's a, maybe because of the prayers that we as God's people are giving, I don't know, but there's a change. You know, all of a sudden people are seeing that they've got a need, seeing that maybe we've got something to offer them in Scripture, that they can find something that will help them in their lives. And people are coming to know Jesus in that university. And you hear similar stories dotted around the country. And it's a privilege being able to travel around the country quite a lot and preach and share in different places and to get a feel for what's going on. There is a change in the spiritual climate in our country at the moment. We don't always see it, we don't see it everywhere, but there is a growing hunger for the gospel. And of course, as good news people, that's exciting to know, and it's important for us to recognise that and to take every opportunity to get the word of God out into people's lives. You know, good news for everyone very often is the only way that a Bible gets into somebody's home, isn't it? You know, how else is a Bible going to get into the home of a lot of people out there? Well, through the kids in the schools receiving a testament, you know, they will have scripture in their own home. Isn't that wonderful? It's an opportunity. Sometimes it just gathers dust for a while, but a time will come, you know, when they have a need maybe and they grab hold of the good news and they read it and they experience the reality of God. It's exciting. There are opportunities and we need to be more and more fervent in what we do because people are ready. There's an expectation out there spiritually that maybe wasn't there in the same way a few years ago, but suddenly things are beginning to change and we should be there, ready. You know, are you always ready to share Jesus with people when you meet them? We need to be. And, you know, take every opportunity. And God will guide us to the right people as well to speak to, people who are ready and who are hungry for the gospel. So let's be bold for God. Let's expect to see God at work in our communities today. And I believe that we will see change take place. Out in Africa and other countries, it's happening so fast, it's a job to keep up with it. Over here, it's a little bit slower and a bit harder in the West because we've had a dead religious society for so long, really. And that's done a lot of damage, hasn't it, really? Because, you know, when people think about church, they think of some boring old place where there's no life and, you know, understandable, they're not interested. But, you know, we need to be on fire for God. We need people to see us and to see that there is a God who's alive today who can change their lives and set them free. So let's be hungry for more of God. Let's be really bold for Jesus. Let's make sure that we are people of the Word, that we don't veer off into the way the world does things, but that we are different so that people can see that difference. And, you know, that people can see the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives and that they can have a desire to really come to know him, that we show forth the love of Jesus above all. You know, by this you'll all men know that you are my disciples for the love that you have one for another. Are we a loving community? Do we have a real unity amongst us? People notice love, particularly because the world hasn't got a lot, has it, at the moment? And you know, people need to see the love of Christ in us. So just really just share that very simply this morning. Are we ashamed of the gospel of Christ or not? We shouldn't be. How much on fire are we for God? How much do we desire to share the gospel with people so that they can come to know Jesus? The consequences of not knowing Jesus are horrendous, aren't they? And we shouldn't be afraid of talking about hell and the consequences of sin, because Jesus spoke more about hell than he did about heaven. We need to be bold for God. We mustn't be afraid of what we share. We must speak out the truth. And I believe that as we do that, God will honour that. And we will see growth in our churches. And we will see the church grow in our nation. And God's name glorified through that. Amen.